It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up later on the show, we'll get the latest on the House Republican effort to pass the American Health Care Act. The vote is off. We'll ask what happens next and take your calls. First, according to a new Milwaukee Journal Sentinel report, provisions in Governor Walker's state budget proposal could make it harder to pursue workplace discrimination claims. The potential challenges to filing workplace discrimination claims are in large part money-related. Patrick Marley joins us now. He covered this for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, where he reports on the state capitol and politics. Patrick, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Well, what would happen here? What would change under the governor's budget proposal when it comes to workplace discrimination?
Well, there would be some cases where it would be harder for employees to recover attorney's fees if they were not if they won a case and found that they had been discriminated against, but they were not able to achieve back pay or a job reinstatement, they would not be able to get their attorney's fees. That would make it very difficult to pursue certain types of cases because attorneys aren't going to take them if they're going to have difficulty getting paid. People, if money's not at stake, people may be unlikely to hire an attorney, which can be pretty expensive.
So it's a case where the claimant could win, but still have to pay their own fees, not get the lawyer's fees paid. Also, they could lose if they win. In another way, it sounds like if they were offered a settlement, took it to court, and didn't do as well in the court filing as they would have in the settlement. Do I have that right?
That's right. This seems to be an effort to make more settlements happen. So if someone was let go from a job, they alleged discrimination, their former employer offers them a settlement, they reject it and take it to the administrative law judge. If they don't get a ruling that is better than the settlement, then they could not recover their attorney's fees. So, again, they could win. Let's say the former employer offered them $5,000 and the administrative law judge said they were only entitled to $3,000. They would win, but they wouldn't be able to recover their attorney's fees as they have in the past. And, in fact, they could have to pay the fees, the legal fees of their employer in that situation. So that could be, you know, if the case went on long enough, tens of thousands of dollars that they would have to pay to their former employer.
What kind of cases are we talking about here that would be affected by this budget change?
So this is anybody in the private sector who feels that they've got a discrimination type concern. They can go to the state Equal Rights Division, and that's heard through there. Ultimately, if it's not resolved and a settlement goes to an administrative law judge, gives a binding ruling.
And does this apply to the Family Medical Leave Act, too, if an employee feels their rights have been violated there?
That's right. Very similar provisions put in place for the Family Medical Leave Act. So that's, you know, if somebody goes out on maternity leave or some other kind of medical care and feels that law has been violated, they would have these new limits on when they could recover legal fees.
Talking to Patrick Marley from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, he's reported on a change in the state budget that would change how a workplace discrimination claims would be treated, making it a little harder for the employee filing those claims to come out ahead in the end, even if the ruling is in their favor. Patrick, what's been the argument in favor of these changes?
Well, you know, the argument for this would be that you can clear out some of the claims in which someone, let's say that they've got concerns that there was age discrimination that went into play for a job, maybe some inappropriate comments were made about age, but the person ultimately got the job. Under the current system, they can, and under this proposed system, you can go and fight that claim about discrimination occurring. But there's really no money at stake because the person got the job. This would likely clear out those types of cases because really the only issue that's at stake in a case like that is the attorney's fees. Now, you know, the people who are discriminated against say that it's good to get decisions like that because it puts an employer on notice that there's a real penalty when they do things like that. Businesses might say, you know, that's inappropriate, but we shouldn't have to pay this big penalty when, you know, we did the right thing in the end and hired the person, and if it was a minor violation of the law.
And have we seen arguments out there against this change?
Oh, yes. There are employment lawyers and groups like 9to5, which is a group that represents working women, have come out against this very strongly. I think the NAACP has come out against this as well. They're saying this guts the law, that it makes it so much harder to pursue, particularly even if you have a very strong case, one employment attorney said, It would be hard to pursue it, knowing that there's the risk that you could take on the attorney's fees of your employer. You know, even if you have a great case, you get a bad ruling, all of a sudden, you know, not only are you out of a job, but you have to pay tens of thousands of dollars for the lawyers who fought against you.
Now, Patrick, I'm going to be honest. I have not read the budget proposal word for word. Your piece was the first thing I'd seen about this. Has this been kind of under the radar so far?
Yeah, I only found out about it on Thursday. Somebody pointed it out to me. You know, the budget is a document that's hundreds of pages long. It's easy to miss some things that slip in here. It's not really clear what on earth this has to do with the state budget, but it's not uncommon for sort of policy provisions from either party to be inserted into a budget. This one was a little bit of a sleeper. We find this every cycle. You know, like I say, a budget's a huge document, and sometimes there are some things we don't discover for a while, and there are sure to be other newsworthy items that will be stuck into the budget, some of them related to the budget, some of them not so much.
I was going to ask about that non-budget item in the budget issue. No matter who the governor is, the other party raises this as an issue. Oh, hey, there's too many non-budget items. This doesn't affect the bottom line in the state at all. I think it's been pretty consistent back and forth over the years. As you look at this budget, and again, hundreds of pages, we're still finding things out about it. Does this one seem to have a lot of policy in it as opposed to just straight-up budget?
I would say that it's average or lower than average from what we've seen so far. You know, it's not too much longer here before the Legislative Fiscal Bureau will come out with an official analysis that tells us how many items are in the budget that are not budget-related, and then it will go to the co-chairs of the Finance Committee to decide which of those they keep in and which they throw out. So this is something that could be summarily tossed out of the budget very quickly, or they could decide that it was something they wanted to leave in place here, and then it would be sort of debated item by item among the rest of the lawmakers.
Right, and just big picture on the budget, talk about the process ahead.
Sure. They'll start next week with agency briefings, so this is where the heads of each state agency comes in, talks to them about their budget on transportation, corrections, those kinds of things, give sort of a more detailed accounting of the where things stand with the budget. Then the Joint Finance Committee will sort of do a road show where they go to five or six different cities, hold day-long hearings, let people come out, say what they like about the budget, what they don't like about the budget, how they want things tweaked. And then they'll come back here later this spring, and they will start voting, I would guess May, maybe late April, and go through the budget item by item over a series of weeks, finalize it to send to the Senate and Assembly, and then we'll, you know, provided they stay on track, they will vote by the end of June and pass a budget.
And before we wrap up, briefly, Patrick, big news out of Washington today, no vote on the American Health Care Act, the repeal and replace effort for the Affordable Care Act. You're at the Capitol. I understand it's not too hopping there, but any reaction there that you've seen?
Yeah, I haven't seen anybody yet weighing in from the state capitol. I mean, I think one of the most interesting things here is Governor Walker this morning was in Milwaukee, and he talked about how imperative it was that this bill gets passed today. You know, he, like many other Republicans, have been talking about the importance of getting rid of Obamacare. He was all in with Paul Ryan and saying this bill was going to be the vehicle. This had to be it. Other than federal officials, we've seen other people from Wisconsin, other elected officials from Wisconsin, sort of avoid weighing in on this. A lot of Republican lawmakers here in the Capitol really didn't know what to make of the Obama. You know, all of them oppose Obamacare, but didn't know enough about this plan because it kept changing and it was quite technical and it wasn't quite clear exactly how it would affect Wisconsin's Medicaid budget in its different forms. So they really kind of took a pass on weighing in on it, and that may be a good thing ultimately with this decision that they didn't have an ability to vote on it today.
We'll leave it there. Patrick, thanks a lot for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, Rob.
That's Patrick Marley. He covers state government and politics for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He joined us to tell us how making workplace discrimination claims could become harder under Governor Walker's new budget.